This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. The lovely and talented Steve Wiltfong checks in from the capital city of Indiana. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Going well here in the Indianapolis suburbs. The sun is out. The weather's picking up a little bit. We're sending it down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus.
This is not a lie. Yesterday, my backyard, several inches of snow, it melted off. Pure sunshine, and then more snow, and then it melted off. So I have no idea what the heck is going on. Ohio, at this time of year, is like being in the damn Twilight Zone. However, we can bring some clarity to the situation and talk recruiting, which is what we always do here. And after a Wednesday later in the month, we are often talking about the top 247 being updated. Where we're going to attack it today, several of the dudes who rank very high on the list will be visiting Ohio State in June. Thankfully, the visit pandemic regulations have been lifted. Visits will begin again on June 1st. Ohio State will get visits from Eni White, Omari Abler, Xavier Nwankwo, Tyler Booker, Nicholas Singleton, and Gavin Sawchuk are scheduled to come in June. And we're going to talk about each one as they've moved up the list. You've done a lot of work on Philadelphia native Eni White. Bring us up to speed on the defensive end.
Well, from that group that you listed, I would put him on the list of probably one of the bigger long shots. You know, I think that he's more than likely going to play in the SEC at Alabama or Georgia. Florida's in there pushing hard. Clemson, Texas A&M, or some other schools in the mix. He's got the official set to Ohio State. He's been communicating with Larry Johnson and Ryan Day, but he's the one where I don't, you know, Ohio State's in the game, but I don't particularly like their chances as much as some of the other guys you named.
As long as he doesn't go to Penn State. Next up, out of Texas, defensive end Omari Abler.
Here's one where I think Ohio State has a great chance, and I think that there's some other people around this recruitment that think Ohio State's really in the thick of this one as they battle Oklahoma and Texas A&M and a few others for Omari Abler, who's one of the more coveted pass rushers from the Lone Star State.
Do you think Ohio State's, I don't want to say dominance, but excellence recruiting Texas has had any effect on Abler? Are there any common threads there?
I think it's more their excellence of producing edge rushers and having guys that are getting drafted high and then performing well in the NFL. I think that that is more relevant in this recruitment. I mean, Ohio State's a national brand, as you know, and their trips to the college football playoff, they're the Big Ten power. And then on top of that, Coach Day and Coach Larry Johnson do a good job of recruiting top targets.
I'm hoping all defensive ends hold off on their recruitment until they see what Jack Sawyer and Zach Harrison do to the world this year. Combine that with Larry Johnson, and I think the red carpet will be much trampled upon. A guy we're going to get to a little bit later, Tyler Booker.
Yeah, the Buckeyes are in the thick of this one. When Tyler Booker's recruitment first started, he had himself kind of pegged as a Big Ten guy. He's from the East Coast. He's from Connecticut. But since he transferred to IMG, he's comfortable down there in the Sunshine State, and it's really opened his mind up on playing in the SEC. And I kind of like where Georgia and Alabama are positioned for Tyler Booker right now. Florida's in the thick of it. Ohio State's obviously in the top five alongside Oregon. You know, we'll see what happens on these official visits, but he's one that I think Ohio State will have to really fight for to land. I kind of like Georgia and Alabama's position right now.
In terms of driving time, the SEC schools are behind us here. Iowa native Xavier Nwankwo, really one of the better safety prospects I've seen in a bit.
Yeah, he's a terrific player that's had a terrific offseason shining on both sides of the ball on the 7-on-7 circuit, but he's long and rangy and still has a ton of physical upside. We just love him as a prospect. Ohio State's near the top of the list for him. Texas A&M and Notre Dame are two schools that he's certainly battling, or that Ohio State's certainly battling, and look for LSU to get an official as well. But going into the official visits, Ohio State's in a really good spot for X.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to come down to Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Don't sleep on those Aggies. He visited earlier in the spring and is now going back for an official.
I got to see that one to believe it. I'm with you, but it's just too out there for me. A couple running backs, Nick Singleton and Gavin Sawchuk.
Yeah, so Ohio State's just got a ton of talented running backs on the board, and those are two that are really looking hard at Ohio State. As things go right now, I like the Buckeyes for Dallin Hayden. I think that he's the back that'll be in the class going into the official visits, and he's visiting in June. Gavin Sawchuk has Ohio State in the top three or four, and they have a good relationship with Coach Tony Alford, and I think, you know, Ohio State's even closer to the top of the list for Nicholas Singleton, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with his trips. But I still like the Buckeyes for Dallin Hayden, who had a terrific junior season down at Memphis Christian Brothers.
I think we're legally binded to ask you this question. The top 247 number one player did not change. That is Quinn Ewers. It's fair to say everything is all systems go with Quinn.
I'm sure Texas is doing everything they can to get him to rethink his decision, but I haven't heard anything to make me think that he's not going to be playing for the Buckeyes down the road. You know, he's got a terrific relationship with Corey Dennis. Ohio State was the first program to offer him back when he was in middle school at a camp. He's been working with Coach Dennis for a long time, and you know, Ohio State's track record at the position is pretty awesome.
Generally speaking, now that the top 247 has been updated, where do you see Ohio State in the quest to be the number one school?
Well, they're in the thick of it. You know, obviously they have the number one pound for pound class right now. Georgia's number one overall. You know, I think when it's all said and done, you got four schools to keep an eye on, and it's Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, and LSU. I think those will be your contenders for the number one class.
So as much as things change, they obviously still stay the same. We're going to take a quick break, come back, get into more Cruton.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We are back. Steve is back from a trip recently to IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, arguably the top football factory in the United States right now. They rolled out the red carpet for Steve and several other 24/7 sports staffers, kind of 24/7 sports day at IMG. Take us through kind of what IMG is. I think it's kind of a fascinating place that a lot of people know about but don't know details about. And then obviously they have a few guys on the team that Ohio State is recruiting heavily.
Yeah, we were there for the first day of spring practice, so there was a buzz in the air. The kids were excited to be on the field. They had a strong off season there. You know, the kids live there, and so the off season is pretty intense for them because they're down there for football. And so they're getting it in with their strength and conditioning program, but they were chomping at the bit to get on the field and have some pads on and pop a little. And it was raining, but it was in the 70s. So, you know, I was still in a golf shirt and shorts and was comfortable despite the rain. Again, you look at that coaching staff, Dan, it's a bunch of NFL guys, a bunch of longtime NFL guys, Chris Dishman coaching the DBs, Mike Sellers coaching the running backs, Jeff Blake's out there working with the quarterbacks, Pepper Johnson is a coach on staff. And I know I left some guys out there, but you get the idea, a lot of longtime NFL vets working with these kids and really pouring into them too. Desmond Tardy's coaching the receivers. He's from the Midwest, played at Purdue. The kids were excited. Some of the kids on the team, it was their first practice with IMG as they transferred in. And so, but it was intense and they were going hard and it was well organized and it was exactly what you would think it would be. It's run like a college football program.
I had the chance to cover Mike Sellers and Chris Dishman when they were with the Redskins. Mike Sellers is one of the biggest, toughest dudes you will ever see in your lifetime. That's a fact. Talk about the facility itself. I've always kind of wondered what it's like. Is it like just the most beautiful place you've ever been when it comes to a sports facility?
It's like a college campus. They got a bunch of world-class athletes that go to school there and train in other sports, you know. And so there's some real serious people. I know we know the IMG football program and IMG basketball program, and obviously those athletes have great ambition, but they're sharing the sidewalks and cafeteria with people that have ambition of winning a gold medal and things like that as well. So it's just an interesting place, but it's a pretty serene campus. When we were there, there was a big soccer tournament going on campus also, not too far away. But they have great facilities. And I know that college programs, when they go and visit IMG, sometimes they're taking notes on the side of what IMG has. And do we have that in our own facility and in our own weight room?
All right. They've got some good personnel there. Ohio State really isn't in on as many guys as they are there per usual, but there are three. Tyler Booker, who we discussed. Then let us know about Malik Muhammad and Janelle Aguero.
Well, those are a couple underclassmen that have Ohio State near the top of their list. I think with Janelle Aguero, Ohio State's a school he knows the most about right now. But his recruitment's just getting started. And then Malik Muhammad, you know, the best of the best are recruiting him. I kind of got an Alabama vibe early on for him, but there's no question Ohio State's also close to the top for the Texas native.
Let's move on to one other topic as we finish up here. When we last talked, I asked you who Ohio State was going to target in the class of 2023 at quarterback, and you said Malachi Nelson, the Californian. It does seem like he's going to make his decision soon, and Ohio State was not going to be in the mix. And we discussed this before the show. You know, at Ohio State, when you're recruiting quarterbacks, they're often not intimidated at all by the guy who came before him. I think if you look at the room right now, that's clear. However, it is different when that guy coming is Quinn Ewers. Do you think that's going to have an effect? Because it looks like Malachi Nelson is going to say no to the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I think that it'll be a little tougher to recruit a quarterback behind Quinn Ewers than the normal blue chip guy, just because of the reputation Quinn has and just how it's expected for him to, you know, come in and compete with great players already. But eventually when it's going to be his time and his show at some point, and you're going to have to wait him out. I mean, I think that he's a unique blue chip quarterback in that sense, with just the reputation he has and rightfully so with the talent level that he has. So, you know, obviously it's Ohio State and you're recruiting the best of the best, and kids know that when you come to Ohio State, you know, there's going to be great players already there, and there's going to be great players coming in behind you. But I do get the sense that it might be a little bit different with Quinn Ewers.
We appreciate him traveling all across the country to bring us great information. He's the best there is. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Appreciate y'all. See you on the front row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.